Hey there, true listeners. This is Kyle from the Longbox Cast, and you're listening to another great 4Ride Radio podcast. For more great shows, check out 4RideRadio.com. And while you're at it, check out our Facebook page at facebook.com/longboxcast.
All right. Greetings, fellow comic book men and comic book women. That's right. We are back with a brand new episode of the Longbox Cast. Episode number 37, of course. What just happened in Phoenix, Arizona was the Super Bowl. And I know maybe some of you geeks watch football, maybe some of you don't, but if you're watching, we had Star-Lord and Captain America in the same place at once. All we need to do is film them and be like, you guys make another movie right now, because we're demanding little bastards. Also, we're going to talk about the Teen Titan lineup, and also some other news that has came out during the week. Of course, there really hasn't been anything big. We're still waiting on certain shows to come back, but we'll see what happens. So sit back, relax, and take it easy, gentlemen and ladies, because it's time for an all-new episode of Longbox Cast. And yes, that's right. We are back in black, or as some people like to say, just back, because we're back issues. I'm not sure. I'm trying to think of some comments. Anyways, I'm joined by my great host, co-host, lovely person in the world, Kyle, my new best friend.
Oh, that's so sweet.
This is episode number 37. We're recording on February 4th of 2015. This is airing on February. And we're recording on February 2nd of 2015. I am doing great. Of course, you can find us on www.longboxcast, 4i Radio Network, of course. You can look us up at 4iradio.com, Spreaker, iTunes, Stitcher, Zoom Marketplace, BlackBerry Podcast, Blueberry Podcast, Mirror Guide, Double Twist, YouTube, Swell Radio, SoundCloud, and Player FM. We're, of course, brought to you by Revenge Lover Designs. Illustrates and designs that fit your personality. For samples and inquiry, visit revengelover.com. Of course, we're also proud, huge supporters of Comic Care. If you want to check them out, go to comiccare.org, a nonprofit organization that takes your old comic books and donates them to children in the hospitals. A bunch of people show up during the weekend to actually dress up in costumes like Batman, Thor, Tony Stark, Iron Man, Captain America, and they help kids make them feel better. So go ahead and check out that. Definitely check out that Facebook page. Again, just go to comiccare.org. The entire word is one word, just comiccare.org. And go ahead and help them out. And now that I got all of our promos out of the way, Kyle, what have you been up to since we last spoke?
I did my taxes yesterday instead of watching the Super Bowl.
Now, your taxes being done, is it a yay or is it a no?
It's a yay. It's a yay. So I'm quite happy about that. We did it for both my wife and I, so that was a first.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you guys get to have all your firsts together.
Yeah. But so instead of watching the Super Bowl like a normal American, I was doing taxes.
Well, that's also like a normal American. Does your wife listen to the show at all?
No, she has not.
I just want to say, like, you were like one of the people that were just like, I'm getting married, I'm excited. As soon as it happened, you're just like, you're like from, what was it, Married with Children. It's like, oh, I don't care. It's like, me, ladies, I'm trying to find love in all the wrong places, but Kyle here has found love, and he's just like, meh.
I mean, there's not much to tell. I mean, right now we're living with our parents, and not really experiencing the married life or trying to get her own place, but so far that's not going so well.
That happens. I mean, I really can't say much because I know Matthew, our another co-host on a, you know, socially awkward show, he's like, I just bought a house, so. But then again, he's been with his wife for, I believe, 5 years now, so.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I know it goes. I mean, I'm doing through all that stuff right now. I mean, I'm doing all this overtime now this week since I'm finally permanent at a job. I mean, it took me almost 5 years to get a permanent job, so, I mean, life is not great for everybody.
No, it's not.
So I finally got that, and now doing all this OT, I'm probably hopefully going to be moving out as soon as I can as well. So, I mean, but, I mean, you guys are looking for a house. You guys are going to start your life. Me, I'm, like, restarting my life because it's like I went through almost a divorce, kind of, you know, broken engagement, and then just horrible relationships, and now I'm finally slowly getting my life back on track. So it's like I had too many reboot buttons, you know, restart buttons. So let's just say, you know what, you're probably in a good place right now. You know, it's not what you want, but it could be worse. You know.
Yeah, I got what you're saying.
That's how I look.
I'm glad things are working out for you now.
Yeah, no, it's good. The new job is good. Everything's great. And like I said, I'll be flying for free soon once I figure out how I do that. So maybe next time they do a comic convention in your area or whatnot, I can fly down there and we can do some live. Maybe we can shoot for doing a live long box cast there or something.
Yeah, that'd be actually pretty sweet.
So that's gonna be. That's the weirdest part. I can finally say it's going to be on the company's dime. But we'll get into that. So anyway, so besides doing taxes and the Super Bowl, anything kind of cool will happen this week in comic book news that you're excited about, or maybe something you read, any new things you picked up, or...
Actually, yes. I picked up the new DC animated movie, Justice League Throne of Atlantis.
Oh, yeah. I meant to pick that up this weekend, and then I forgot I don't have money right now, so...
Well, I ended up watching it on Saturday, and I gotta say, it was actually really good.
Now, did they keep the same voice acting from the original Justice League when the first Justice League movie, I should say? Because this is like the first time they're kind of keeping everything together, right?
Well, this basically ties in with the last Justice League movie, Justice League War.
Yes.
Which is basically all just like the story of the New 52 story. Mm-hmm. As for voice actors, I could not tell you because I never even looked that up or check to see it, but I mean, I would assume they probably are the same voice actors. I don't see why they wouldn't be.
Okay. Did you like War?
Yeah, I really loved War. That was
okay,
good.
Okay, so is this a good follow-up movie, or is this like, do you think they even just pulled it, like, this even blows War, like, out of the water?
It's a good follow-up. It's more about Aquaman's story of how he becomes Aquaman. And I gotta say, I actually have some respect for Aquaman now.
Yes.
Yeah, there's a scene where Black Manta's like, you know, no matter what you do, I'm still coming back. I'm gonna get you. And then a fucking killer shark just like comes out and just basically eats Black Manta. And I'm like, I was speechless. I was like, they actually did that.
Oh, wow, that's crazy.
And just seeing it, I'm like, that is the most amazing thing I've ever seen.
That's awesome. That is really awesome. I mean, after that was the kind of like, I know a bunch of people were kind of upset with the launch of the New 52, but they actually did make a lot of the superheroes a lot better, and Aquaman was one of them where they actually were like, hey, let's try to actually give him some better powers. Let's try to do this. Let's try to do that. So, and that's even with like the Flash too. There's a bunch of stuff when I was reading with the Flash New 52 that I'm just like, I didn't know he could do this. I didn't know he could do that. There's like all these different things that they were just realizing. It's like, hey, he's super speed, or he's, you know, he's aquatic. It's like, let's build upon this and actually give him better powers. So
yeah, basically, in a thing, his powers are he can talk to fish, obviously. He's got gills, so he can breathe underwater and whatnot. But he's also got super strength, and his skin is impervious. Well, it's actually really thick, so like knives, like they showed like someone trying to stab him with a knife, and it just broke.
Oh, that's awesome.
So, I mean, he's kind of like Superman, but not quite there.
Well, I mean, if we all look back at, like, Flashpoint Paradox, I mean, he can pretty much go toe-to-toe, literally, with Wonder Woman, no problem.
Right, yeah. That was a good one.
Yeah, that was a good one, too. Actually, there was another one I actually really enjoyed, too, because it was, like, three of them trying to beat the crap, pretty much, out of, you know, Aquaman. And it was kind of cool to see, like, Flash actually, like, holding his own, you know, against some, obviously, you know, 10 times stronger than the Flash is, so... Well, that's really cool. So what would you give this? Would you say this is definitely, for anybody who's a comic book fan, a must-watch? Go out and buy it right now.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if you love comic books, you love Aquaman, go check this out. If you want to know more about Aquaman, check this out. It's a great gateway drug to Aquaman.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What is it? Or are you just talking about this movie?
Yes, yes, this movie is a great gateway drug.
I thought you were like, whip something out and be like, check this out! It's the Wikipedia to Book of Aquaman or something. I don't know. You're a good salesman, I'll say this. I almost bought something that you didn't even have.
Awesome.
But you do have, before we get into some more, so actually we could probably make that a new segment, you know, one of our movie reviews, a little like animated movie reviews when that comes. But it looks like we have another character spotlight. I've never even heard of this. Great Lake Avengers?
Yes, yes. They first appeared in West Coast Avengers. That's another team we may have to cover later on. But basically, it consists of these heroes that no one's ever heard of. Let's see here. We got Mr. Immortal, who is basically immortal. You got Flatman, who looks just like Mr. Fantastic and has his powers, but basically he's flat.
Now, Flatman, was he, because there's also, I know there's Plastic Man, and there's also Elongated Man. Is that another one?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So is this completely different from, so there's literally like three stretchy guys in the DC universe?
Well, no, this is a, the West Coast Avengers are actually Marvel.
Marvel, that's right. Okay, yeah, never mind. Don't listen to me.
Yeah, so Flatman, he can stretch and whatnot, but and his outfit literally looks like Mr. Fantastic, but he's just flat, I guess.
Yeah.
There's Big Bertha, who kind of looks like the Blob, but female. But she has the ability to basically change her weight, so she's also a model in her regular job. And she looks smoking hot, but then when she goes to fight crime, she basically bulks up and has like super strength and everything.
Yeah, well, that's actually kind of clever if you think about it.
Yeah, another person is Doorman, who has the ability to create doors using his body.
Okay.
So, like, say you're trapped in a room, there's no doors, just walk through Doorman, and you'll walk out on the other side of the wall.
Oh, my.
Yes. And then part of the original team, and she's no longer part of it, was Dinosaur. She's basically a pterodactyl dinosaur with a supersonic scream, but I believe she died. Squirrel Girl was originally part of the team for a little bit. Let's see, who else joined? Hawkeye and Mockingbird were basically training them. They left the West Coast Avengers to train the Great Lakes. Let's see who else we got here. Deadpool even joined for like an issue. So yeah, and then their names have changed multiple times. They first started off with the Great Lake Avengers. Then there was a time when they became the Lightning Rods when they went to go fight up against the Thunderbolts. They became the Great Lakes X-Men.
Okay.
But then they were forced to change their name, so they became the Great Lakes Champions. And then during the Avengers Civil War thing, where they were doing the whole initiative where every state gets a team, they became the Great Lakes Initiative.
And they were...
Yeah, they're based in Wisconsin, obviously, as you can probably tell by the whole Great Lakes thing. But as of right now, I believe they are actually back to being the Great Lake Avengers.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. They're basically a joke. It's all I can say.
Well, they look pretty joke-ish, I mean.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I will say this. If Marvel, like, Marvel took, you know, Guardians of the Galaxy, made it a fantastic movie, everybody loves it, and just basically kind of shoved in DC's face going, like, look, we can take an obscure comic book and make it into a multi-billionaire movie. Now, if they were to just take the Great Lake Avengers and do that and just school DC, that'd be hilarious.
If they were to ever make this into a movie, I don't know how I would respond, honestly. I mean, that would be awesome. I'd be a little concerned. And I'd have to teach so many people about the Great Lake Avengers. It was bad enough I had to teach people about Rocket Raccoon.
Oh, yeah, that was fun trying to explain that character to people.
Yeah, and then, of course, Groot. Ugh, don't even get me started with that.
Well, yeah, so Marvel, you're hearing us now. Please make the Great Lake Avengers movie.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I would love to see a Great Lake Avengers movie. Even just like an animated movie, I'd be happy with.
That'd be funny. Actually, you know, if Marvel's really smart, if how obscure they are and how much of a joke they are, just get like a bunch of comedians to play these characters.
Oh yeah, definitely. The one question I have is though, how would Fox respond to Flatman being so close to Mr. Fantastic? They would probably assume that they were trying to steal Mr. Fantastic.
Yes, but technically, since Marvel does pretty much, I'm guarantee, owns these characters, they'll probably just want Mr. Flatman to look like completely different than Mr. Fantastic in the movie, but there would be that obscurity with, well, actually, technically not, because Marvel really didn't bat, I mean, not Marvel, Fox didn't really bat an eye to when The Incredibles came out by Pixar.
True. Well, you know what? If they were to do a Hawkeye movie, and, like, they just had, like, brief cameo of the West Coast Avengers is like him like training like future SHIELD agents or something like that. This would be perfect.
That would be perfect.
But we're never going to get a Hawkeye movie or Black Widow movie. Why? Because Marvel hates us.
No, they're probably, I don't know, they might, Marvel's going to surprise us. I don't know. They have like, it's weird. They have their stuff in the works.
Mm-hmm.
They might, you never know. I mean, this is what they showed us their plan is, but Marvel is always, you know, they'll probably throw something else out there at us at one point and be like, oh, yeah, we're going to do a Hawkeye movie. We just want to keep it under wraps right now because we figured we gave all this stuff, so geek out about that. I mean, it would seem very weird for Marvel not to give us something like those two characters, even if they're on their movie together or something like that. It would be weird not to do that just because it's like, okay, you know these characters are good. You've got two great actors playing them as well. They have great backstories, especially their history. Even if you did a movie about that,
mm-hmm.
I think it would be a great movie. But I mean, it would be kind of dumb for them not to do anything with it. But I don't know. I mean, I don't know if Marvel's that dumb or Marvel. I mean, unless Marvel's getting a big head of themselves and just all kind of thing. But kind of close to the, you know, chest right now with everything. They kind of want to make sure everything works.
Yeah, definitely. All right. So, on to TV talk. Have you watched The Flash?
Yes, The Flash. This was the last episode with the Pied Piper.
Yes.
And awesome job on the character, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I also kind of like the fact that they're not doing so much as everybody's a meta-human.
Mm-hmm.
Such as him, he used a lot of his technology, kind of like most of the Rogues Gallery was. Again, that's what they kind of did also with Heatwave and Captain Cold, which I thought was really cool. So kind of like it where there's going to be superheroes, but there's also just going to be villains. I like how they kind of touched upon the Reverse Flash a bit in this one.
Yeah, we actually got to see Dr. Wells use the Speed Force. I was actually kind of surprised.
I know, I was like, oh, you're not in a costume. But then it also kind of gives me this thing, it's like, okay, what is going on with him then?
Mm-hmm. Because now that we know for sure he is the Reverse Flash, mm-hmm. but we still saw the Reverse Flash punching the crap out of Dr. Wells, so I have to question how the hell did that get pulled off?
I'm pretty sure they will explain it once everything kind of comes together.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, it's just kind of weird, though, to think that... It's like, yeah, I'm trying to still figure that out, but I'm also trying to figure out, it's like, okay, well, how are you able to do everything you need to do, like, in that one episode, and now you're just, like, drained?
Well, what it seems like is he's only got, like, a temporary type of speed force.
Mm-hmm.
So, and you remember the episode when we saw the lightning guy? He was able to absorb Barry's lightning speed, so he wanted to figure out how to take Barry's speed. My guess is he's trying to complete himself.
Oh.
So I still say that there's another Reverse Flash out there, one from the future, but we'll have to wait, I guess. I don't know.
Actually, the only thing I can think of that's happening because, I mean, that is a thing they were talking about, especially in the Flash comic books, when there's two people with the Speed Force, they can't get up to a certain speed, basically, because somebody else is siphoning off that power. Such as the fact where Barry could not run fast enough in the Flashpoint Paradox at the end of the movie to reverse time because there was still the Reverse Flash, and then as soon as Batman pretty much takes him out, then he's like, just run, Barry, kind of thing, and Barry was able to, get his speed, get like go even faster than he usually does. So, I mean, I'm sure they're going to get explain all that. It's really kind of hard to explain it to if people know what I'm talking about with the Flash, and you're like, okay, on board. I wish I had the comic books to kind of because I usually like to refresh myself and read these things again, but I'm trying to remember what they were doing in the New 52 when they explained that. Plus, I need to also get back. Maybe I'll do that this weekend. I need to find the next volume because I remember how the last volume ended where they were reintroducing the Reverse Flash finally in the New 52, so I do want to check that out.
Okay, cool.
But yeah, so we'll see what happens. I mean, the Flash really has some pretty good potential right now. So I'm glad it's keeping memento, and I'm also kind of glad it's not really overbearing us, like where they're just kind of shooting out a villain each week. I mean, you brought basically two villains back, and even how you ended that episode, you're going to show how, basically Captain Cold's sister and his father will be playing factor into it. Speaking of Flash, we finally did get pictures leaked of the Trickster, or the new Trickster, I should say. And I like the look of the outfit. I think it's kind of cool. It looks like they're going with him being as well as someone who's not really a metahuman, but someone who probably has gadgets and utility belt items and stuff like that. So he looks kind of like a punk rocker guy. We'll definitely shoot that picture up once this episode goes live. What are your thoughts? What do you think? Because already you called it with the Flash and the Reverse Flash with his mother, them fighting around her.
Oh yeah. I as soon as I saw that scene, I knew it was the Reverse Flash and the Flash fighting around them. There's no doubt about that.
Do you have any other predictions, maybe for the Flash or Reverse Flash or what might be going on? What might happen?
I kind of do have a prediction, but it's not with the Flash or Reverse Flash.
Ooh,
It's
is
with
it?
Cisco.
Oh.
Okay, so those true comic book fans out there know that basically Cisco, his comic book counterpart is known as Vibe, a character in the comic books who's got like this ability to like shoot like shock waves out or something like that, kind of like Shocker from the Spider-Man series. Well,
Ah.
I want to say maybe if they ever do decide to turn him into Vibe, that they're going to use the Pied Piper's gloves.
Oh.
Yeah. So he's probably tinkering away with the Pied Piper's gloves, trying to make them better, and eventually he'll be able to help out Barry Allen on missions.
Okay.
That's my theory there.
I had no idea about that either, so that's a good throw another superhero team member into his mix. Yeah, it would seem fair because what's his face? Arrow is getting sidekicks now, so why not Barry?
Yep.
Speaking of the Flash, or not the Flash, speaking of Arrow, how is that coming along right now in the season? Obviously, it looks like the episode got better.
Yes, the episode did get better. The we get a little bit more action. Apparently, basically this is a gangster guy. He's trying to take over the Glades, which is the bad part of the town that no one ever, where the cops don't really give a shit about all the poor people are there and whatnot. And basically, this guy just wants to run the whole thing. He told the cops, "Don't show up. I'm gonna take care of it and whatnot." But obviously, Team Arrow doesn't want that to happen. So, it's basically up to Arsenal and the Black Canary or Canary or whatever. But she's still not that. She's still not there. She still can't kick as much ass as we would like her to. But they finally kind of motivated her a little bit, helping her get there and whatnot, and yeah.
Very good. Any new villains introduced in this besides the guys trying to take over that thing, or are they just kind of the
same kind of... No new villains yet, but they are getting ready for Adam, because he's still building the suit, and Felicity just helped him build the microprocessor chip that he needed to almost complete the suit. So we should be seeing that within a couple weeks now.
Very cool, very cool. I look forward to that, because obviously if he does well, I mean, they're already planning on another spin-off series. So, I mean, I have a feeling the CW soon is just going to be like Superhero Tuesday at one point, where it's just going to be all DC. Or if they're smart, they'll call it the DC Universe Day or something like that.
DC Tuesday.
Yeah, DC Tuesdays. I mean, that's what I'm saying. CW is also, you know, part of, you know, the Warner Brothers Studios, and Warner Brothers Studios owns all these characters, so it's like, why not incorporate them? And you know what? Which is so weird, because right now that you're thinking, like, when they're doing all this kind of stuff, they're kind of almost... Oh, wait a minute. I wonder if they're going to do a tele... I don't know. That'd be weird. I was about to say, I wonder if they're actually trying to build into their own television show of the Justice League.
I wouldn't be surprised if they were going to do that. I mean, obviously they're going to stay away from the three big guns of Wonder Woman, Batman, and Superman.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can't just bring them in. I mean, the closest thing we might get to Batman is maybe a Robin eventually. That's what I'm hoping for. Because, like, if the Titans live action show decides to tie in with all of this, then obviously there will be a Batman in the universe, but we just may never see it.
Yeah, which is also kind of weird, too, because they were talking about at least the guy who plays, Oliver Queen in Arrow. He was talking about how he actually wanted to do a crossover thing with Gotham at one point.
That would be interesting, but that would just mean that the Flash and Arrow are a lot older than Bruce Wayne.
Yeah, I know. That was the other thing. Speaking of Gotham, I finally caught up on that, and shit hit the fan.
Oh, how's that going?
Fish Mooney kind of fucked up her whole plan. Falcone found out about everything. He ended up murdering the girl that she was trying to use against him. Once he found out everything hit the fan, the Penguin is now running her club. Zaz has captured one of her men. And Zaz is fucking nuts, so that's going to go well. They're also kind of doing a little bit of introducing almost kind of like minor supervillains now.
Sweet.
Had this one episode with the guy who escaped from Arkham, and he had a thing with, like, electricity.
Yeah, I heard about, was it the Electrocutioner or something?
Yeah, the Electrocutioner, and the guy who was playing him was really good, it was really funny and stuff like that, because, like, he's shocking, he's doing all this stuff, and then at the end of the episode, he's all like, you really hate to lose, don't you, Gordon? He goes, yeah, and then he just throws, like, water onto his suit that destroys it because of electricity, and the guy's just kind of like, oh, like, fuck me, you kind of thing. And, yeah, tonight, since we're recording on a Monday, tonight is actually going to be the start of a two-parter episode of Gotham, and it looks like, kind of introducing some stuff. I'm not sure. One of the guys in preview is wearing a pig mask. I'm not sure if they're introducing the Pig and the Frog characters that are, like, really obscure Batman villains. Not too many people knew about it. They actually were introduced in Beware the Batman, that short-lived TV show that was on Cartoon Network for a bit. So we'll see what happens. It looks like Gotham is kind of finding its steam and going, like, we can introduce some of these minor characters, Gordon his own kind of rogue gallery, you know.
Interesting. Very interesting.
So I'm pushing along with that, so.
Yeah, I'm still not going to watch it, though.
Yeah, we're fine. Well, I was looking at the Arrow. I mean, I'm trying. Like, I actually might turn in the episodes when it's finally the Atom. No guarantees, because even though, like, it stops on my Hulu, my Flash, and then Arrow comes on, I'll be even, like, bothered with this. I was like, all right, let me see, and still, I'm like, it's not...
Well, I believe I heard a rumor that there was going to be an Adam, Flash, and Felicity team-up episode of The Flash soon, so...
Sweet! that's it on Gotham. Walking Dead, I believe, comes back this month.
It comes back eventually. I really have not been paying attention to that. I need to look that up.
Yeah, I think it comes back, I want to say maybe February, weekend of the 20th. It might be the 22nd.
Oh, okay. Oh, cool.
Of course, I still have not watched Agent Carter.
Nah. Let's see. Anything good happened last week? Not really. But this week's episode will be good because this is the. I think I said this last week. It was supposed to be happening last week, but Howling Commandos are definitely coming back this week.
Okay.
And apparently they're going to Russia, where they're going to a training school where they train little girls how to be assassins. And the apparently, here's the best part, the group is apparently called the Black Widow Assassins or something like that.
Ooh. So
basically, this is where Black Widow became Black Widow.
Oh, cool. Just like Marvel, to actually be like, hey, guess what? We do stuff with the universe. We tie it in. We don't try to separate shit.
Exactly. Now, obviously, we're not going to see Black Widow because that would mean that Scarlett Johansson is playing a 70-year-old woman, and she looks great for 70, but...
That's true. Well, she has some super soldier serum.
True. Or ice.
That's true. Yeah. Okay, well, that's kind of cool. And has Agents... No, they come back in March, right?
Yeah, Agent Carter, or Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. comes back right after Agent Carter.
Okay. So we'll keep everyone posted on that one. Now, not too much comic book news. I haven't really read anything.
Neither have I.
I might try this weekend maybe to go out, maybe hit a comic book store or whatnot, see if I can grab a couple of issues that I need to catch up on.
Yeah, I gotta catch back up with the whole Spider-Verse thing. I think issue 15, maybe 16 are out, but I gotta swing by and pick it. But to go there, I need money, and I don't have money.
Yeah, we all know. We're all on the same boat, unless you're like a rich kid with money, then you're probably gonna listen to this podcast. You're like, oh, I'm above this podcast. I listen to podcasts. I have to pay for with my parents' inheritance money. Yes. I was out on my yacht when I'm doing it.
Okay, then.
I don't know why all the kids sound like they're from Gilligan's Island, but speaking of a great quote, which I got to get the sound drop for Socially Awkward, we had the unofficial intern on a couple of weeks ago for Socially Awkward, and she was trying to say something, and she said, she's like, you know about rich people, all their kids are white. And that's not what she wanted to say. She meant to say, like, all of them are probably, like, privileged or something like that, but it was just funny to say that now, so I just feel like saying that. It's like, oh, rich, famous people's kids are white.
Okay, then.
I guess you didn't find that funny. That's why it's not going to be a drop on our show.
Anyways, moving along now.
Anyways, you're excited about this. I mean, I'm excited, yes, too, but huge Teen Titan fan.
Want to know?
Whoop. And I had to pause that because I didn't know there was a video.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
So if anyone actually heard of it, sorry. Titan, what are the characters that will be on the list?
Yeah, so we have Nightwing. Obviously, yes. We knew about Nightwing. We have Starfire and Raven. I think we knew about those two that were going to be part of it. And surprisingly, we're also getting Barbara Gordon. She's going to be basically... They said that they shoot... I'm tripping over my own tongue here now. She will be in a wheelchair, but they're not going to call her Oracle. She's basically just going to be the tech genius behind the whole group.
Okay.
It's basically Cyborg, but they can't use Cyborg because they've been associating him with the Justice League and whatnot, and he's going to be in the Justice League movie, so.
Okay. I'm liking this. Hawk and Dove.
Yes, Hawk and Dove will also be part of the group. So
they're going to do the male and female version or the two males?
They're going to do the male and female version.
Cool.
Yep. So I cannot wait to see that, but I kind of wish they would include maybe like a few more Titans like Beast Boy.
Yeah, I was going to say that. What about Beast Boy? And
yeah. But, I lose my train of thought here. Sorry, folks, for those who are trying to listen to a well-placed-out podcast where we don't have scripts.
Actually, I will touch upon this, though. Looking at the cast, though, this is a really female-driven cast. There's, like, only two males on the team.
Yep. Yeah, I was kind of surprised by that, and I'm actually quite happy with that. I like that they're trying to get a little bit more female in there than male.
No, I think it's a good balance. So, of course, yeah, but it does leave room up to introduce new characters, such as if they decide to do Beast Boy. They actually might have not done Beast Boy, not because they don't want to, but it could be cost effective. So they might have to wait to see if they get a second season and a bigger budget to be able to do that. It's a character I would like to see, though. But I think your lineup right now should be pretty good. I mean, that's pretty solid.
Well, like I was saying before, if Titans does end up existing in the same universe as Arrow and the Flash, maybe, just maybe, Arsenal will come along and probably join up with the Titans eventually because, you know, Speedy was one of the original members of the Teen Titans.
Yeah, no, that would be really cool. Yeah, I'm looking forward to this. I think DC, like, for some reason, I don't know, DC with their animated movies and their television shows right now, they seem to know what they're doing. And movie universe-wise, I mean, technically, we've only seen one piece of the puzzle, and that was Man of Steel, if that's their beginning of their stuff. And we don't know what Batman v Superman really is going to... Surprisingly, we really don't know what it's going to entail. Like, we're just, like, pretty much speculating what they've given us. Like, we really don't know. For all we know, they could either, like, have a completely different plan that we're all thinking. It could be good, it could be bad, but that's their next stepping stone. I'm kind of hoping that DC knows what they're doing with that, because they have to realize if they fuck that second part up, you have to go back again. And it's all like, and you start, I mean, like, you started with the Nolan universe of Batman, which people like, but then you then say, okay, this does not exist in this new universe. So it's like, okay, so it's a whole big reboot. You're starting with the Man of Steel with a Superman movie, which the last time you tried to do that with Superman Returns didn't go over too well with people.
Superman Returns wasn't a reboot. That was just a sequel to the original Superman series with Christopher Reeve.
So I understand that, because it was supposed to take place between, what, 2 and 3?
No, I think it was supposed to take place right after the last one that it happened with.
Oh, okay. I don't know. I've only seen, like, maybe the first Superman movie.
Yeah. Well, I've seen them all. A good chunk of them suck.
Actually, no, I lie. I saw the second one, too, because I was with, they fought the, you know, like, Zod. But, I mean, again, we don't know what their plan is. I mean, we're going to get a trailer coming up soon, like a teaser trailer of something of some sort, when that Mila Kunis movie comes out, Jupiter Ascend, is that what it's called, I think? So that comes out sometime in February, so we'll see. But right now, your TV universe, DC, you're doing a great job, so just keep pushing. Just cast more kids from Glee, apparently.
Yeah, pretty much. In other news, though, for Marvel and those who like Jessica Jones and whatnot, we're getting another casting. Rachel Taylor has been cast as Patsy Walker, also known as Hellcat, in the Jessica Jones Netflix series.
Oh, cool.
Now, Rachel Taylor, you might recognize her from either Grey's Anatomy, or she co-starred in the 2004 movie adaptation of Man-Thing, but who the hell seen Man-Thing? She was in the live-action Transformers movie.
Who was she in that?
I don't remember.
Okay.
Wait, was she the chick from the first one? The smart Brainiac chick?
Smart Brainiac chick.
Remember the girl who copied the flash drive, went to go find that one dude who lived with his mother.
The English chick.
Yeah, I want to say that's her.
Okay, let me take a... I kind of accidentally closed the wrong thing, so I got to pull up my show notes, just came back up, so give me a sec. I can... Yeah. Usually when I see the person, I can be like, oh, that's her. Oh, come on. Oh, that goes way too fast. Yes!
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yes, it is. Yeah, it was really weird because she was great in the first one, and then they didn't have her in any of them except for maybe, I think, a little bit in the second one. I can't remember. But then all of a sudden, they were just all up. And then in the last one, like, there she is again.
Yeah, no, I think she was only in the first one.
Okay, yeah. No, I'm down for that. She's hot and she's English, yep. So.
For those who don't know, Patsy Walker was actually in a romance comic book back in the day in the 1940s.
Mm.
She didn't act, let's see here. Yep, Miss America Magazine number 2.
Huh.
She was originally created for Marvel's line of romance comics, but then, of course, she was introduced into the superhero genre in 1976, where she was reintroduced as Hellcat in one of the issues of The Avengers.
Oh, cool.
So, I don't know if she's going to be Hellcat or if she's just going to be Patsy Walker, but either way, she's good looking. I'm quite happy with this casting, and I really do hope we get Hellcat. Because she's one of my more favorite characters.
No, that'd be very cool and stuff like that. So, yeah, kudos to her. Congratulations. So, hopefully, I'm not too really worried about Marvel's casting anymore. I know a lot of people used to be up in arms about shit, but nowadays I'm just like, I'm starting to believe that these people realize how big the comic book fan base is, and they're, you know, we kind of have to trust their judgment a little bit when they do cast people. Because when, what's his face, like when Robert Downey Jr. was first cast for Iron Man, people flipped their shit. They're like, oh, he hasn't worked in age. Why would you? I'm like, okay, a man living in a shadow and recovering alcoholic, I think he kind of nails that character. Not even trying.
Yeah.
Same thing happened with Chris Evans and Captain America when he got casted. Everyone's like, oh, he can't be him. He's the Human Torch. But he.
Oh, yeah, and a lot of people are like, he can't be, I just can't picture him as a serious role. I mean, look at, what's that movie he was in? Not Another Teen Movie.
Yeah, that's true. I mean,
watching Captain America and then going to Not Another Teen Movie. You just can't do it.
So, you know, it's just kind of like, okay, oh, it looks like, Christian Ritter is officially AKA Marvel's, Jessica Jones.
What's that?
I was just looking. It looks like the girl who was in, what's her face? Breaking Bad. She was Jesse's girlfriend at one point. Yeah, Christian Ritter is officially.
Oh, yeah, yeah. She was announced a while ago as the,
I didn't know that. I just saw the announcement.
Ah. Yeah, I don't know how I feel about her. I've obviously never seen her, and I just don't see her as Jessica Jones, but, I mean, my opinions can change.
Well, like I said, like, well, technically, we don't know how well all these shows are going to do, because these are all the Netflix shows. It's like, basically, Daredevil is like our introduction to that world, because they are planning on merging all that stuff together. They're all going to be the same kind of thing, so it's one of those things where it's all like, okay, well, Daredevil is your test run, so we all remember how bad the movie was, or people really liked the movie, depending on, like, you know, what's your favorite part about Daredevil, or what you didn't like about Daredevil, or did you see Ben Affleck at that time, you know, because there's so many mixed reviews of that movie.
Mm-hmm.
Like, to be introduced to this character, a lot of people either Daredevil left the bat teeth in people's mouth, or a lot of people are like, okay, let's see where this is going to go, kind of thing.
Yeah.
So, of course, that happens April, so Colin and I will not be talking to anybody for that entire weekend.
I actually pretty much.
Because I have vacation time. I'll be like, I'm not coming in. Oh, you got plans? Yeah, I'm at home in my room watching Daredevil.
Nice.
You don't need to tell us everything.
Right.
But yeah, no, it should be interesting, so we'll see what happens. Oh. I think I was thinking of speculations. There's some stuff that might happen or not happen. Super Bowl. One thing I don't need to touch upon, of course, Chris Pratt being in the new Jurassic Park movie. They had another trailer for that. He's trained raptors, which is awesome. But there's also been a rumor of Chris Pratt. Not also has he, you know, he's going to be Star-Lord again, and he's going to write many movies. Rumor has it, he might be cast as Indiana Jones.
Yeah, I heard about that. I can see him as Indiana Jones.
No, I can too, so I think it's a great, kudos to Chris Pratt right now, because it's like...
Oh yeah, definitely. I mean, if you look at the very first scene from Guardians of the Galaxy where he's trying to get the orb, it's pretty much straight from Indiana Jones almost.
No, it is, yeah. It's very, very good. And it's like, why not? Disney owns that franchise as well, so.
Yeah.
So we'll just see if they throw him into, you know, the next, like, he'll be in Star Wars next or whatnot.
He's the new Harrison Ford.
Oh, shit. I just realized they could do that, couldn't they? He could be in a Star Wars film as Star-Lord.
They could do that.
That shit. Oh, my God. Chris Pratt's going to be everywhere.
I know.
So, basically, if I ever am dying of cancer, that's going to be my wish, to meet Chris Pratt and just be like, hold me. You'd be like, oh, I'm not touching you. What's wrong with you? And you're not even dying. You literally just wrote on your face cancer with a permanent. He's like, you're a
That is just messed up.
He's like, you're a horrible,
why am I laughing?
Horrible human being, Steve. I'm like, I know.
I'm laughing, so it's not that bad, but it's still just awful.
No, I know. I'm awful. We know this. We're not.
Yeah, Iron Man.
Yeah, I know. Actually, speaking of which, I'm actually going to get my thing trimmed up, and I'm going to see if I can get that little design this weekend.
Nice. I should shave, but I just like my beard too much, so.
No, kudos to you, man. I can't grow a beard. This is the best I got.
Oh, no, this is all I can grow, too. Literally just an outline around my face. I am a comic book character. I have an outline.
No, but at least you have that. Like, mine won't even connect. Like, my mutton chops, they'll get to a certain point, they'll be like, ha-ha, bald!
This just started like this maybe about last year.
You know, this is a great podcast, and we're talking about facial hair where no one can see it.
Yes!
Next week, Kyle and I talk about how our eyebrows look like caterpillars.
And the week after that, we talk about ventriloquism.
I think that's going to wrap up this episode. Surprisingly, not having too much show notes, we did a full episode of the proper time. So, Kyle, if you have anything to add, or if you want to let people know where they can find you, if they want to get any tidbits or anything, they want to follow you on your Twitter, where can they do that at?
Well, you can find me on Twitter at Deadpool_Ranger.
Very nice. You can also find me on the Twitter at Stephen Mooney Jr. Also, don't forget to follow us on Twitter at longboxcast.com. Don't forget to go to www.facebook.com/longboxcast as well. Give our page a like. We're still got that contest going on. And Kyle and I, we're at episode, this is episode 37. So Kyle and I are going to hit a milestone this year. We're going to hit 50 this year. So that's going to be a pretty big deal. Not too many shows last that long on our network. Who am I kidding? They always last that long. Little shows don't last long because I got lazy and I haven't had things. I just realized I have to get all my shit together when I finally move out and be like, okay, what shows am I keeping and what shows are going away that I haven't touched? So I want to thank Kyle for actually bringing the show alive again, because I do love talking about comic books and stuff. Now, I can only just find the same fucking person like that for fucking Arcade Bros. That'd be great. But apparently, for some sort of reason, everyone's like, I don't play games anymore. I just get, like, cancer on my face and all my gross patches up. And I tell them, you're a horrible human being. You're a horrible human being, because you stole my joke. That's gonna be the tagline for this podcast, Cancer Face. It can be a new super villain. Stanley's like, you're not allowed to see any more of my movies. I know.
Boobs?
You're done with me. Boobs? I've seen plenty of those lately. Thank you guys for tuning in, and Kyle, take us out with those magic words that we all love to hear.
Longbox Cast. Too many issues for a short box.
See you later, group. This has been another fine production of the 4i Radio Network. For more great shows, check out www.4iradio.com. Hey, Kyle.
Yeah?
I'm Cancer Face.
I'm Cancer Penis.
Whoa, sorry.
yeah, sorry, Mom.
okay, that's a wrap. Yeah, stop. Surprisingly, if we're not having that much show notes, we still stretch it out to like a 49-minute episode, so.
Yeah. Awesome.
Cool.
I'm gonna stop this, and then I'll send this file to you tonight.
Okay, cool. Yeah, and then I'll check out which one's good. I have a feeling this one seemed to record fine, but luckily I think we'll just keep doing this from now on.
Yeah, I don't know what happened. I mean, there was a few parts in there where your voice was going down, but I mean, it wasn't bad. I could still hear you, so far so good. Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, just send it over tonight. I'll go ahead and I'll throw your new bumper on. Because I have that now, and I'll save that in my bumper files that I have, so I'll probably add you to other shows as well, so, and then,
cool. Let me know which shows you add me on. I want to hear me.
Yeah, no problem, I can do that.
Yeah, alright, cool.
Alright, man, so yeah, just send that over, I'll get that ready for Wednesday, and then we should be good.
Alright, sounds good. Alright.
Bye.
Bye.